Well, this is Dennis Elsis, and it's not just any weekend as we get into a Friday night, but it's a 4th of July holiday, 10 years of summer music special weekend here at WNEW-FM.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Sounds of the summer of 1967. Certainly the Beatles with Sgt. Pepper, the Jefferson then Airplane from Surrealistic Pillow, and Somebody to Love, and the Doors, and their classic, an album that had come out months before, but with the success of the single, put the album on the top of the charts by the end of the summer. The Doors and Light My Fire. We have kicked it off. For the next few days, you'll be hearing the sounds of the last 10 summers, right here at WNEW-FM. Weather is just fine. Currently, we have 82 degrees tonight, clear and cooler, a low 65 to 70, and then sunny and warm tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, with highs in the 80s. This is Dennis Elsis in Metro Media Stereo at WNEW-FM. And the summer of 1967 was started off early in June with the Israeli-Arab War, the famed Six-Day War. And later that month, President Johnson and Soviet Premier Alexei Kosygin met not far away in Glassboro State College in New Jersey. And in July, there were the riots in Newark, New Jersey. In June, there was the festival at Monterey. And on the radio were songs like this one.
Say I'm the life of the party 'cause I tell a joke or two. Although I may be laughing loud and hearty, deep inside I'm blue. So take a good look at my face. You see my smile looks out of place. If you look closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of my tears. I need you baby, take a good look at my face.
just look closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of my tears. Baby, 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 take a good look at this face. My smile looks out of
10 years ago, the sounds of the summer of 67, which of course for the most part came out of AM radios. There weren't a whole lot of FM stations set up yet. There were some. Every Mother's Son, Come On Down to My Boat Baby, Beach Boys, Heroes and Villains, Silence is Golden, the Tremolos, and Johnny Rivers and the Tracks of My Tears. Else is a WNEW-FM. What we're doing all weekend is looking back at our 10 summers, at your 10 summers, 10 summers worth of music here at WNEW-FM, and we just began a little while ago, and we'll be going all the way through Monday night at midnight. There is no specific rhyme or reason to this weekend. I should say that here. Each of the people on the air will be presenting the 10 years of summer as best they see them, the music that they remember, and hopefully the music that you remember. And I'm sure we're going to miss a few of your favorites, and for that I'm sorry, but hopefully we'll get to most of them. Some of us may go chronologically, some of us may go out of it a little bit, but all in all, it's 10 years worth of summers. And I was thinking back to summer 67. I worked at a small resort in upstate New York, and when the day was done and we could get away for a while, we'd go to a local bar that also served some pizza and some great meatball hero sandwiches. And they had a pool table, too. And that was a way of getting away from work at the end of the day. And I remember their jukebox. I remember it well because they always had this record and I always used to play it.
Bye.
Did from the album that was out that summer from The Who, Happy Jack. The Hollies had two hits for the summer of 67, Carrie Ann and Pay You Back with Interest, Turtles with She'd Rather Be With Me, and Do You Remember? The music explosion and a little bit of soul. This is Dennis Elsis at WNEW-FM. We're remembering some music from 67. This probably was the most unusual record that achieved incredible commercial success that summer and maybe that year.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. Stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
You know that there was actually a Tallahatchie Bridge, and that in fact several years ago it collapsed and it made the wire services. Of course, they made a movie into it recently and they told you exactly what it was that got dropped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. I never saw the movie because I didn't want to find out. I just like it the way it was. Ode to Billy Joe, Bobby Gentry. 102.7, this is Dennis Elsis at WNEW-FM. In New York. We'll continue with more music of our 10 summers in just a couple of moments. Here's a message from Pioneer. The recording tape in a cassette is just an eighth of an inch wide, which could have as many as 64 original tracks, 100 musicians, and countless overdubbings. Now, any cassette deck can reproduce part of what's been put down on that eighth of an inch, but Pioneer cassette decks are designed to reproduce all of it without dropouts, noise, or noticeable wow or flutter. The 9191 features a Dolby system that reduces tape hiss by 10 decibels, a multiflex filter for cleaner FM recording, and a peak limiter that lets you cram as much onto a cassette as possible without distortion. Go to any Pioneer dealer and slip a cassette into any of Pioneer's 7 cassette decks. You'll be amazed at how something so little can come out sounding so big. The Pioneer 9191 and the full line of Pioneer products. You can see them at all Churchill stores. You've been listening to Sound Advice, brought to you by Pioneer, Monday through Friday at 102.7 here at WNEW-FM. This is Dennis Elsis, and what we're doing this weekend is our 4th of July special, looking back at 10 years of summers. Now, between 6 and 7, we spent a lot of time dealing with 1967, and certainly we didn't cover all the music. And as I've mentioned before, and as we'll be mentioning again throughout the weekend, we'll be skipping around from year to year, and person to person will each have their own interpretation of it. So we'll be playing more music from 67. I will, and other people will. So we'll hopefully catch all your favorites and all the songs that you remember for a particular summer. I didn't want you to think we had completely finished with one year. Let's skip ahead now. Let's skip ahead to the summer when we learned about a man named Senator Thomas Eagleton.
Your stallion stands in need of comfort.
summer of 1972 was a good one for Argent and for Procol Harum. Conquistador from their live album, and Argent from the All Together Now album that summer. And Hold Your Head Up. And as I said, as we just went into the music, it was the summer we learned about Senator Thomas Eagleton. Now think hard. Do you remember who he was? He was the man that George McGovern picked as his vice presidential running mate that year. In 1972, the Democrats had their convention in Miami, and McGovern surprised everyone, won the nomination, and picked Eagleton as his running mate. And then later on in the month, there were reports floating around and then confirmed by Eagleton that he had undergone some psychiatric treatments in the 1960s. And then there was a whole controversy, and at first he was supported, and then he turned out not to be supported. Eagleton resigned, and R. Sergeant Shriver wind up was the man who became McGovern's running mate. Of course, it was also 1972 that Nixon was renominated, and it was also the summer that the Watergate break-in itself occurred. But we'll be dealing with those issues some more later on. This is Metro Media Stereo, Dennis Elsis. It's at WNEW-FM, and we're spending some time talking about our 10 summers and playing the music of it. And the summer of 72, boy, I remember that summer real well, because there was a whole transition in my life going on, at least on the radio. I had joined WNEW-FM in the summer of 71. And early in the summer of 72, Memorial Day weekend, in fact, I started switching shows around. I had been working some early morning shows on Sunday and Monday morning. And then I got Memorial Day weekend of 72, the Saturday afternoon show from 2 to 6, and the Sunday afternoon show from 12 to 4, in addition to working as the music director and doing all the fill-in work when people went away. So I finally felt that I was arrived here, that I had a comfortable place to hang my hat every weekend, that I would be working regularly on the radio Saturday and Sunday afternoon, and thank goodness there was this record for me to play on a lot of Saturday afternoons.
Since 1967, Central Park has been a focal point of cultural, political, and recreational activity for New York summers. Shakespeare, opera, symphony, even something called the Schaefer Music Festival became fixtures, something to do when the offices closed, the sun went down, and people went from their apartments to the streets in hopes of beating the heat and finding a way to pass the time. But this year there are changes. The Shakespeare Festival isn't presenting Shakespeare for the first time in its history. The fair includes Brecht and Chekhov. The Philharmonic will not present the 1812 Overture, perennial favorite of the 100,000 to 150,000 souls who would pack the sheep meadow for the event. And even the Schaefer Festival has a new name. This year, after 9 years of Schaefer, Dr. Pepper is picking up the tab. The Schaefer Festival actually started in 1966 under the sponsorship of Rheingold Beer, and under the promotional eye of Ron Delsner, with a slightly different musical format than at present.
Well, in the beginning, it really wasn't too heavy with rock and roll. We had acts like Frankie Fontaine from the Jackie Gleason Show, the United States Military Band, music from India, Greece, Italy. We had Nina Simone, we had Dionne Warwick, First night, we had Jesse, Carl Jung, and the Youngbloods. In fact, we featured them three times that year. I thought they'd be a big up-and-coming act, so I played them three times. And lots of jazz, Jimmy Smith, and we had Otis Redding the first year. Then, previous years, two or three years after that, we started to play Led Zeppelin and Jethro Tull and The Who. I think every major rock act has played the place.
WNEW has been sponsoring free concerts in the park since 1968 and hasn't missed a year since. Last year's entry, the Jefferson Starship. But a lack of grass and a lack of funds is threatening to severely curtail use of the sheep meadow. We've come to expect great things from the park over the past 10 years. It was 10 years ago Easter the first bee-in took place in the sheep meadow. It would seem now's the time to put some of that energy back in. I'm Robin Sagan.
Summer 1972 with the Doobie Brothers and Listen to the Music. The Who with a single that did well for them, not part of an album, just a single called Join Together. We started off with Chicago, and a big hit for them, summer of 72, with Saturday in the Park. And in between, we heard Robin Sagan and some observations on Central Park summers over these last 10 years. We'll continue on in just a couple of moments. In 102.7 WNAW-FM, we're looking back at 10 years this whole weekend, 10 years of summer music. In 1972, this summer, Van Morrison gave us a great album. St. Dominic's Preview was the album, and in it, this incredibly timely cut called Almost Independence Day. Mm-hmm.
hearts almost Independence Day. Our friends in San Francisco, up and down in San Francisco. I can hear them echoing I can hear them echoing. I can hear them echoing up and down me, up and down me.